It's May 1st, so we need to know, what do the stars say are going to happen this month? Astrologer Ann, you can find her online at astrologerann.com. When does Mercury retrograde end?
It's soon, thankfully. I know, not soon enough for you, but it's May 14th.
Okay, so what does that mean? Does that mean that for the next 2 weeks we have to still deal with all these things going wrong?
Well, there is a bit of that. However, the silver lining is we can see exactly what it is, and it makes us really smart about the past, like clean up the loose ends. That's a big theme, actually, coming for May.
You know, I've seen over the last couple of weeks, everybody's complaining about the amount of solar storms. There's been a lot of solar activity, Anna. Power outages, different things going on with electronic devices. I feel like when you get that and Mercury retrograde together, it's going to be a whole lot of cosmic excuses if somebody's got a problem.
It's really high energy. It's forcing change. May is exciting in a lot of ways. It's going to start out with a bit of a bang to help us close out the past. May 5th, we're getting a full moon. Big, big, big full moon. It's going to be opposite where the sun is. So the sun's sitting in Taurus, which is all about, I love nature, I love flowers, I love plants, I actually love mowing the lawn, Raven. But opposite that is the moon sitting in Scorpio, which says, what are you going to let go of? What is the festering stuff inside? May 5th is going to bring it to a head and say, okay, really, it's time to do it. With Mercury retrograde, oh my gosh, what a great prescription for forgiveness. This is all the inner stuff, not just the outer, like get rid of old stuff. That includes belongings as well as inner stuff like old beliefs or like old grudges. Like, let them go. Make peace with your siblings and your family and your neighbors. Let's move forward.
So May 5th, you have to forgive everybody and throw away all your garbage?
That would be a great thing to do.
All right.
Yes.
Cinco de Mayo is going to be fiery.
Yes, yes. Light that fire. Get
all
that
right.
Bonfire going.
Woo! And I was looking over your email, and you said that Santa Claus is coming in May. Can you please explain what that means?
What?
Isn't it fun?
Yes.
Well, one of the interesting things about May is we don't just have the sun in Taurus, which is the big nature sign. It's all about, like, stuff, belongings, possessions, what we value, and the earth. We're going to have five planets in Taurus. It's saying do Taurus, which is all about what we're talking about, belongings. Well, why is Santa Claus coming? The big, jolly, giant Jupiter, biggest planet in our solar system, is going to leave Aries and move into Taurus, join all those other planets on May 16th. That's why this Mercury retrograde is so important, because it's in Taurus. If you let go, Jupiter, who's the big gift giver, good fortune, like good feeling, optimism, will come in and bring great things, but you got to make room for it. It's going to sit there for a whole year.
Oh,
with
wow.
Great potential goodies. It's like having Christmas every day when you've got Jupiter sitting in a sign like Taurus. What it really wants us to do is bring lots more calm, stability, beauty. And think about the earth, like plant some flowers. Make your space beautiful and your neighborhood beautiful. Forgive friends, neighbors, you know, beautiful thoughts so that you can live in peace at your house and in your community and in the whole world. We can make peace. Happen this way.
Sounds like a lot of optimism.
I was going to say, I mean, Jupiter, at first when you started explaining it, it sounded like an overbearing roommate that I was going to have to share the bathroom with. It may take up a lot of space. But you're telling me it's going to make me some money. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, with all that Taurus stuff, how are we making our money? And do we feel at peace with that? So it's going to be really important, like, how are you getting along with coworkers? Are we walking our talk about, you know, being good people? That's what Jupiter's asking. You've got to do the right thing.
It sounds like a good month ahead, and I'm ready for it. Astrologer Ann, you can find her online at astrologerann.com. Thank you so much.